This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. We're going to stay on that supply chain beat just a bit longer. Going to shift gears, though, to talk about cars, specifically electric ones. Right now, there are 200,000 people who've put down deposits on Ford's electric F-150 Lightning pickup. And all that's gotten them for now is, well, a place on the wait list. And it's not just Ford, right? There are also wait lists to buy electric trucks from Tesla, GM, and Rivian. Marketplace's Samantha Fields tells us what is going on.
Arthur Cook loves driving a truck, partly because he grew up in rural Kentucky.
And so grew up around trucks, things like that. And so it's really hard to imagine any other type of vehicle.
Even though he's a lawyer in Nashville, he still loves the convenience and flexibility of a pickup.
Today at lunch, I was able to load up a bunch of cardboard and take it to the dump. I can throw the kayaks in the back and we can go kayaking. We can take it camping.
But there is one thing he does not like.
That's terrible gas mileage.
And that is the reason he's decided to get an electric pickup. He's got deposits down on both the Tesla Cybertruck and Ford's F-150 Lightning, and figures he'll see which one comes through when. Mary Burns also has a deposit down on the F-150 for her husband, who needs a truck for the small factory he runs.
He's actually been wanting an electric truck since before people were driving electric cars very much.
Mainly for environmental reasons. Their other car is electric, and they have solar panels on their house in the Bay Area.
We're really invested in renewable energy and all that.
And the truck is the last thing they're trying to convert. Electric cars have been growing in popularity for more than a decade now, but electric pickups are just starting to come to market. Bernard Zwicky at the Center for Automotive Research says the main reason they've taken so much longer is batteries.
Heavy vehicles like pickup trucks and utilities require huge batteries, much bigger than the small sedans that we started with.
So for a long time, he says, it just wasn't possible to build an electric pickup that would be even vaguely affordable.
We had to wait until the technology was ready. We had to wait until batteries came down enough in price.
But now, Zwicky says,
We're there.
And lots of big car companies are getting into the game. Tesla, Ford, GM, Toyota, and Rivian are all coming out with electric pickups. But so far, none of them have been able to make trucks fast enough.
On the supply side, it's very clear that they were not planning for such a high demand.
Gil Tal is director of the Plug-in Hybrid and Electric Vehicle Research Center at the University of California, Davis. He says automakers were expecting it would take longer for bigger batteries to come down in price. And it takes a lot of time and investment to start mass producing a new kind of vehicle.
Building electric cars require a huge change to the supply chain, to the assembly line. They need to build all new facilities for that. They need to secure the materials. And that's not a change that you can do in a very short timeline.
The pandemic and supply chain issues have also slowed things down. Automakers haven't been able to get all the batteries and semiconductor chips they need to make enough of any kind of car, gas, hybrid, or electric. So they've focused on old standbys, cars that require fewer chips and batteries, and that they know will sell. And with electric trucks,
we don't exactly know what real demand will be.
Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive says it's a chicken and egg situation.
They've got to start putting EV pickup trucks out there, see what the demand is, and add on more production as it is needed.
Right now, it seems a lot more is needed. Ford has said it'll double production of the F-150 Lightning, but it'll still take a couple of years to work its way through the current wait list. Bay Area resident Mary Burns had initially thought and hoped she and her husband would be high up on that list and would be getting a truck this spring. She put their deposit down the very first day she could. But now,
I don't think we'll get one this year.
And their current truck is really on its last legs.
I'm getting in the passenger side because the driver's side door doesn't open from the outside. So I have to climb in the passenger side, reach all the way across and open the door.
The longer they wait for the electric one to be ready, she says, the more it's starting to feel like a race.
Between how long this truck holds out and how soon they can get it to us.
They're just hoping they don't have to buy another gas-powered truck before then. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.